Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Mai Daf Yudalef in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon, towards the end of Halacha Gimel. We're going to go back a few lines back from where we got to in the previous Daf in order to get back into the Sugya. The Mishnah told us that there are a few items that are Potter Min Adamai. One of them was Ma'aseh Sheni, and one was Shiur Menachos, the part of the mincha that's eaten the Koyanim. These do not require to take Adamai. So the Gemara, as we saw in the previous daf, said, quoted what we said, V'kulam shekoro shem l'trumas ma'aser o l'ma'aser sheni shalem ma'aser aso osui. True, you don't have to do Adamai, but if you did do Adamai, it does work. Said the Gemara, B'lozo oimer chutz m'shiur menachos. B'lozo says, shiur menachos, you cannot make it Adamai voluntarily. Why? Because it's not yours. It belongs to Gavoya. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It belongs to Mizbeach. So one can't decide that he's going to make Maestros when he doesn't. Is not obligated to do Maestros. Rav Yirmiyah Omar Hashar B'machlokes. Rav Yirmiyah says that this statement is also true in the Ma'aser Sheni part of the Mishnah, according to one man Omar. We have Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yudah. If Ma'aser Sheni belongs to the owner, or belongs to Gavoya, or belongs to Hashem, so according to Rav Meir that says that belongs to Gavoya, you cannot decide on Ma'aser Sheni that you will treat it as Mai. And according to Rav Yudah, you could, because it belongs to you. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosi, boy, haydo machlekes. Says Rav Yosi, which machlekes are you referring to? Man kayamin, who are we holding like? If the whole Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, he Ma'aser, he Shiur Menachos, there's no difference between Ma'aser and Shiur Menachos. The same way Shiur Menachos, Rav Meir holds, belongs to Gavoya and not to you. So Ma'aser belongs to Gavoya and not to you. Lo yasa klumi, he can't do it, he can't make it into Adamai. According to Rabbi Yudah, not only Ma'aser Sheni, Rabbi Yudah holds that belongs to him, and he can do with it whatever he wants, but also Mashiach Menachos understands Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yudah holds it does not belong to Gavoya, but it belongs to the Kohen, and he can do whatever he wants. So says Rabbi Yosi, there's no difference between Shiur Mincha and Ma'aser Sheni. They're both the same din. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, he cannot make Adamai. You hold like Rabbi Yudah, they could make Adamai. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's a difference. Shiur Mincha, also Rabbi Yudah agrees that you can't make Adamai. Only Ma'aser Sheni, he argues. Continues now the Gemara and the Fudalaf and Udalaf on top to explain it. Omar Ramano Azolis the Kisrin. Says Ramano, I went to a place called Kisrin. Vishamis Rav Chizkiyo Yosef Ribatri. I heard Rav Chizkiyo saying the following Mishnah. HaMekadosh B'chelko, a person does Kiddushim with his own Chelek. And what? B'kodesh Kadoshim or B'kodesh Kalim, either the Chelek Kodesh Kadoshim, which means Shiur Mincha, the part of the Kodesh Kadoshim goes to him. Or Kodesh Kalim, or any Kodesh Kalim, Einu Mekudesh, can do Kiddushim in that part because it doesn't belong to him. Then later we speak about Ma'aser Sheni. But this part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lozo, my Divrei HaKohel, everybody agrees to that. Even Rabbi Yudah, the old Ma'aser Sheni, belongs to the owner. By Kachim, he agrees, it doesn't belong to the owner. Rabbi Yechanan says, this part of the Mishnah is also Machlekes. The same way Rabbi Yudah argues regarding Ma'aser Sheni, he also argues regarding Kachim, does it belong to the Kohen or not? V'amir Islay, I told Rav Chizkiyo, Minan Shoma Rebbe Adom Milso. Where did you hear this from, this discussion? For all my Lee, Minyav Yirmiyah. I heard it from Rav Yirmiyah. Minyav Yirmiyah is the one who says that according to Rabbi Lazar, Divrei HaKohel, according to Rabbi Lazar, this first part of the Mishnah, both Rabbi Yudah and Rav Meir agree that Kachim does not belong to the owner. Rav Yirmiyah goes very well with Shitasoi. To who Shoma Adad Rabbi Lazar? He heard this point of Rabbi Lazar. Divrei HaKohel, that by Kachim, everybody agrees. The Omer Machlekes, and that's Rav Yirmiyah. In our Mishnah said that by Ma'aser Sheni there's a Machlekes, meaning only Ma'aser Sheni there's a Machlekes. Regarding Kodshim, regarding Shiur Menachos, both Rav Meir and Rav Yudah say that one does not own the Shiur Menachos, he can't do Kiddushu with it, and therefore in our Mishnah he says he cannot do Dumai if he chooses to do so. Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Sheni, there's a Machlekes, that's why he says a Machlekes. But Rav Yosi Deloy Shomeli, Rav Yosi did not hear this Shmuel. Tzrichalei, according to the Gaon, take away these words, but according to our Girsa, Tzrichalei hadu omai do machlekes. It goes well that he's the one who says which part of the Mishnah is a machlekes. If one part is a machlekes, the other part is also a machlekes. In Kermia, if you hold that this Mishnah goes like a Meir, he Ma'aser Sheni, Shiur Menachos. There's no difference between Ma'aser Sheni, Shiur Menachos, they both don't belong to him. Lo yasa klum, and he can't do the Mai.
In Reb Yudah, if you're holding Reb Yudah, Mashal Sasser in both cases. So why says Reb Yehi? I don't understand. Why are you telling me that Begari Meisah Shani is a Machlekes? Begari Shari Menachas, everybody agrees. They don't. The same Machlekes you have by Meisah Shani, you have also by Shari Menachas. Says the Gemara, that goes very, very well based on their understanding of the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Shemin Ariv, we had in the Mishnah Machlekes regarding Shemin, do you have to do Dumai or not? So says the Gemara, Tani Yomai, if you do like Potru Beisilel, when Beisilel says that you're Potter from Dumai, Ela Shemin Shel Pilaton Bilvad. Certain oil that you do not use it not to eating, and not to anoint with it, not to put it on the body, and that's why it's something that's Potter Mina Dumai. Achei Moim Meshib Rav Nosson, another Shul, we said in Rav Nosson, Mechai Bimoyu Beisilel Beshemin Vered Virinon. This oil that's called Shemin Vered, which is the Virinon, that Beisilel do say that you have to do Dumai, because that you use to put on the body, and if a person enjoys it, and it's chayav in dmai. Halacha da zok de mishto. Hadmai me'arvim boy u'mishtatvim boy. Even though a person is obligated to do dmai, but if he didn't do it yet, it's still considered to be good food, misukan food, better than regular tevel. And there's all kinds of different things that you could do with dmai, which you cannot do with peiros that are complete tevel. So the Mishnah says that dmai me'arvim boy, you could do with it erev chatzeros. U'mishtatvim boy, you could do shitufim mevois. Two different ways of connecting places on Shabbos. You have to have food for that. You have to have food which you can eat. Mevorchim olav, you'll do because of maz on it. Umizamnim olav, one can join a zimun when he ate dmai. Umafishim oisor, when a person can do a froshus dmai, even though he's naked. Chumo maisis you can do when you're naked because a person has to do a bracha. But by dmai you don't do a bracha, so a person can do it even though he's not dressed. Continues the Mishnah Davidav on base, bein ashmashis. You could do that fresh on Minash Rashas of Shabbos, even though you can't do tikkun on Shabbos at Tumas Maisus, Dmai you could do. Vimi Igdi Maisa Shani Larishoin Ain Bekachlum. If you did Maisa Shani, if you did Maisa before you did Maisa Rishoin, it's fine. Even though regular Tumas Maisus has to go in order, Truma Gdoilo, then Maisa Rishoin, then Maisa Shani. Shemin Shagir Di Sachbetz Boisov Chayab Dmai. The oil that the girdi, the one who's the tailor, is doing it, he puts it on his fingers, so he's chayab dmai, he's obligated to do dmai. V'sha'asoyek noita mitzerim, the one who calms the wool, he puts it on the wool, patur min dmai, that's patur min dmai, and the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between these two types of usage of oil. Says the Gemara, mafrishi moisa harum, can do dmai when a person is naked. Why? She'ein otor bracha, there's no bracha, so there's no problem. Uben Ashwashes could do an air of Shabbos and Ashwashes. Hadoda Tanin, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Sofik Hashecho, Sofik Le Hashecho. When it's Sofik Hashecho, Sofik Le Hashecho, that's the Mishnah in Shabbos that says a person could still be Mafrish Dumai. Says the Gemara, Tanin of Chalavto ben Shol Mechalalin Dumai Bemerchatz. You could do Chilul Dumai, meaning taking my Sesheni of Dumai, my Sesheni that's done in Sofik, and when he wants to be Mechalalit, he wants to come and exchange it for money, he could do it in the base of Merchatz, he could do it in the bathhouse. Why? She'ein atoin bracha. There's no bracha with dmai. Says the Gemara, havadai ton bracha. Mashmah over here, if it would be a regular ma'aseh she'ini, and he does a chilul, so then he does have to do bracha. Ramona, abai, kamei, have you done ketzadu mevarach? What is exactly the bracha that you do on ma'aseh she'ini? Omar lei, imayu peiros, if it's fruits, and he's going to exchange the fruits for money outside of Yerushalayim, so he says the bracha, al pidur ma'aseh she'ini. Bracha is that he's going to redeem the fruits for money. Ima yumois, meaning if it's already money, and he brought it to your shalim, and now he wants to exchange the money for fruits, al chilul ma'is hasheni, he's mechalel the mois on the fruits. Continues the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, migdim sheni l'rishon im b'kach klum, if you did ma'is hasheni before ma'is hasheni, it's not a problem. It says the Gemara b'shava, master from the Mishnah, only if he did it. Ha b'tchila lo ilachatchila, one should not do ma'is hasheni before ma'is hasheni, even by dmai. Rabbo Bredev Chia Barvo and Rabbi Chia B'Shev Abeichanon, they say, Mutor Lagdim Sheni L'Rishon Medmai. Even L'Chatchilo, one could do Ma'aseh Sheni before Ma'aseh Rishon in dmai. Rav Yaakov Ba'acho, Rav Yaakov Ba'idi B'Shem, Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, they said, again, Lo Yaseh, should not do L'Chatchilo. V'im Oso, Ma'aseh Oso Osoi. If he did do Ma'aseh Sheni before Ma'aseh Rishon in fruit third dmai, then it does work with the Eved, but not lechatchilo, like the first Shito. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dmai Daf Yudalef.